Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
So we are continuing our conversation on adapting and, you know, dealing with this new normal, especially since we're in phase two of reopening. Slowly you see things start to progress. And one area we're going to look out for this morning is local REITs.
Yeah, so there's more and more confidence, it seems, in the REIT sector.
Yeah, so when you look at what's happening on the streets and in shopping malls right now, you see a huge crowd. And I guess as the economy reopens, you can expect more of that happening. And that is one reason why analysts are confident that the sector is on the up as we get the economy reopening again. Well, investors can also find out more about REITs at a REIT symposium coming up this Saturday. And this is organized by Share Investor. Speaking there and on the line with us now is the CEO of the REIT Association of Singapore, Nupur Joshi. Morning, Nupur. How are you doing today?
Hi, good morning, Ryan. I'm doing well. Thank you.
Hey, Nupur, just help us to sum up how the REIT sector has coped with COVID-19 and how well-placed they are for what's coming up in the future. I'm just looking as well as at the S-REIT Index. For the month, it's up 2%, but for year-to-date, it's down 7%.
Yeah, that's right. So actually, if you just step back, if we look at the numbers from Jan to August, the FTSE ST REIT index was down 7%. But that compares with the STI, which was down 22%. So the REIT index actually was three times better than the STI. And if we compare how our REIT index did compared to other global developed market REITs, the Dow Jones US Select REIT index Jan to August was down 19%, and the Australian ASX 200 REIT index was down 10%, Tokyo TSE REIT index was down 14%. So overall, if you compare all the numbers, our REITs actually fared reasonably okay and better than their peers during the troubling COVID times. Yeah.
So it looks like S-REITs managed to hold their ground a bit better than elsewhere.
Yeah.
So looking forward, though, you've got what is going to be a low interest rate environment, but also many headwinds. You've got the debt moratoriums going to expire soon. You've got many factors that will see businesses struggling. What is going to be outlook for REITs and what is going to be impacting their performance?
So I think maybe just to take a step back, I mean, so far what we have seen in the sector, as you know, there are different asset classes within the broader REIT sector. So far, the industrial, logistics, data centers, healthcare, these have done well probably in the Jan to August period. And then as the economy gradually opens up, then, you know, investors start re-looking at some of the other beaten down sectors like retail and hospitality and so forth. So coming now back to the overall macro environment, we know that interest rates are now going to stay lower for longer. Fed Chairman has already indicated that very clearly. And that is a good thing for REITs from two perspectives. Mm-hmm. So low interest rates obviously help to keep the cost of debt funds low for REITs. And if you combine that with the fact that MAS recently raised the gearing limit for REIT to REITs from 45 to 50%, that's overall a net positive. The other part which is really important is that in a globally low interest rate environment, yield-driven investment products are really in demand. As you know, there's a search for yield and search for good quality yield. And REITs are perceived to be good quality. They have relatively low volatility. We just, you know, shared the numbers about even during the last few troubling months, how S-REITs actually fared better. So overall, things are obviously difficult for the REIT sector because the businesses haven't reopened yet. But from an interest rate perspective, things are, you know, it's a positive. And as more retail opens up, and gradually we got the news that, you know, a bit of MICE is opening up, so all that would be a net positive for the REIT in that sector.
As a head of REITAS, the REIT Association of Singapore, you get a lot of feedback from your members. Do you get a sense from them that the worst is over?
I think for retail, maybe. So I think there are different trends happening in different sectors. So as you know, the concern during COVID times was everyone was doing online shopping, and so what would happen to the retail mall? But as soon as, you know, things started opening up, we actually find the malls are reasonably busy. Mm-hmm. So, of course, there are capacity constraints because of safe distancing, so they cannot get back to a pre-COVID levels. And also, the borders are still closed, so we don't get the foreign tourist traffic. And so that has an impact on the retail side. But overall, things are obviously better than they were a few months ago. And hopefully, from a broader vaccine perspective, the vaccine is developed and think people feel more confident, then yes, and in that context, probably the worst is over.
Yeah.
So that's retail. And then you have the office sector, where the concern during COVID times was, oh, everyone's working at home, who's going to go to office? But then again, we find that as things open up, there are more people going to office and people who want to go to office. Just because you can do your work from home doesn't mean that every single day you want to be at home. So the theme in the office subsector space is really flexibility. There's going to be a bit more flexibility moving forward in how companies organize the work days that the people come in, how much they're given. But the reality is that people are social creatures. No one wants to be sitting at home, and after we've gone through this whole experience and an experiment of being at home for a few months, I think we are all wanting to get back and kind of have face-to-face conversations and discussions with our colleagues. So there are a lot of underlying trends taking place, and for the most part, I think we are, as a sector, still not out of the woods yet, but not as bleak as it was a few months ago.
And the personal underlying trends, it's going to be a new normal almost of working. Do you see REIT managers needing to readjust their strategies for post-COVID world when you think about how they have to rethink how they design buildings and maybe even add on extra manpower costs to their operations?
Yeah, absolutely. I think every single REIT manager is probably going through these discussions internally of how they need to tweak their strategy, their internal space, about how they need to use their space. Because at the end of the day, real estate is just the optimal use of space. What is the best way to use that space given the current and the future needs? So yes, that discussion is going on. I mean, just as an example, for in the office context, there is talk about having a bit more meeting rooms. Because people are not going to coming in to actually collaborate and have discussions, because you probably need more spacing between the different desks, because now, because of the safe distancing, nobody wants to be like sitting shoulder to shoulder with their colleagues and so forth. So there is a lot of internal design changes that are happening. Then there is the concept of flex and core, where a company can have a certain amount of space which is core, which is kind of fixed. So they have this space, and then they have a slight of flexible component for their employees who are either traveling or working from home. So so there are a number of underlying trends. There's the other trend where probably there's a bit more decentralization of office space. So you can have some space in the CBD and some in the non-CBD areas for those who want to go to work, but to places closer to their home. So a readjustment of strategy, definitely. We are still in the midst of all this. The COVID situation hasn't ended yet. Mm-hmm. So it's a tricky situation for any corporate leader. And I think that this is where really their strategic thinking.
Yeah, a lot of things on the plate. Nupur Joshi, CEO of the REIT Association of Singapore. And Nupur, talking about trends, increasingly size matters. And there's been a lot of M&A in the headlines around REITs. Yes, REIT and Sabana, Capital Commercial Trust and Capital Malls Trust. How much more consolidation in this sector do you expect going forward?
I mean, at the end of the day, it's a question of scale. The consolidations are happening because REITs realize that they need to scale up to be competitive. And the reason for that is now we are in the global arena. We are no longer, 80% of our REITs have some or all of their properties outside of Singapore. So now we are in the global arena. And, size matters. I mean, if you are competing with the big guys all over the world, who, by the way, are flush with liquidity after so many years of easy money monetary policy, you need to be in a strong financial position, and you need to be in a position where when you are out there looking for new acquisitions, you are competitive in the bidding process. So that's one important reason why scale matters. The other one is just getting the eyes and ears of investors, because with scale comes investor visibility. Active fund managers have liquidity criteria about which REITs they can invest in. So if you're small, you may even though you may be good and solid, you know, you're just not in the radar because you don't meet their basic requirements. And then there's a whole new trend of which is not so new now, of the rise of passive funds and ETFs, which basically track the various REIT or real estate indices. And so if you are on an index, if a REIT is on an index, then you get the eyeballs of the investors, because any ETF or passive fund that is tracking you will look at you, right? And so getting on an index becomes really important, and the requirement to get on an index is all to do with liquidity and free float market cap and all these things. So it's a matter of scale. So there are really a lot of very good reasons why scale matters. The final point is, you know, just diversification. If you're bigger, you can be more diversified across geographies, possibly across asset classes. And we know from you know, over the last few months that those, you know, REITs which were diversified, you know, you could spread out your risks better. So given that the underlying, you know, reasons are quite solid for why any REIT would aspire to be bigger, I think one can assume that the trend will continue.
Okay. Lots to watch out on the REIT space. We've been chatting with Nupur Joshi. She is the CEO of the REIT Association of Singapore. Nupur, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Okay, you're very welcome. Have a good day.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.